When State Education Commissioner Gerard Robinson was asked recently what he learned after student scores on FCAT writing tests plunged to disastrously low levels at schools across the state, his response was funny, but not in a comedic way. "That communication matters," the Miami Herald quoted him as saying. Indeed, the state acknowledged that it had changed the game on teachers and students swiftly and with little direction. The tests would be scored more strictly. Each test would have not one but two people evaluating it, and punctuation, word choice, and relevance would be more carefully considered in the scoring. Because yes, communication matters. But what does it say about the administration of our educational programs when those who run them and who create the standards to which students are held can't even communicate with one another about what the expectations are, what the rules are, and about what constitutes a passing grade? The state quickly moved to adjust the scoring on the tests after less than 30% of all fourth graders in Florida failed to earn a passing score. Last year, more than 80% of the same kids who took the test passed it. Does this mean the students are doing worse in school, or that teachers were not as proficient at teaching the material? Or does it mean that the exam-obsessed regulators who change the rules on everyone without being clear in their communications are the ones who should be receiving the failing grades this year? One thing is for sure, if the people making and scoring these tests can't be bothered to communicate clearly, nobody passes.